A woman who has battled the Foxconn Corporation for 3 years is running in the spring election for a seat on the Racine County Board. Her opponent supports the Foxconn development in Mount Pleasant and says the recent announcement of an Amazon delivery center in Sturtevant is good news. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
Kim Mahoney and her husband Jim have refused local buyout offers on their home. They still live just a few hundred yards from Foxconn's huge complex that's under construction. Kim Mahoney says local officials have not been much help. So when the current supervisor of Racine County District 14 announced she was not running for re-election, Mahoney says she decided to make her first bid for public office. Mahoney, a senior litigation and legal compliance paralegal, promises to be more responsive to district residents.
You know, while I was affected by the Foxconn project, as were the people along Highway KR, there's certainly other issues that, you know, affect residents in the 14th district that their county supervisor may be able to provide some help or resources on.
Racine County is part of a local government agreement helping Foxconn. Mahoney says she worries the county won't enforce the deal if Foxconn continues to shrink its development plans. So Mahoney says she'd try to halt further incentives to the company. Mahoney's opponent in the county board race is Jason Ekman, a member of the village board in Sturtevant. Ekman says the Foxconn project is leading to other economic growth, or what he calls a halo effect.
We're seeing new restaurants, you know, we're getting a new hospital. You know, these are the kinds of investments that, you know, other people are seeing potential in the county.
Ekman says he's happy that Amazon Logistics has agreed to locate in Sturtevant, promising to create hundreds of jobs.
All around good. It brings jobs to the county and it increases the assessed value in the village.
Kim Mahoney says she hopes Amazon would provide full-time work and good benefits.
You know, Amazon is hiring a lot of temporary workers, and we need to ensure that these people can not only afford the cost of living, but, you know, also health insurance.
But the winner of the Racine County Board race and other victorious newcomers this spring will apparently be taking office during a deep economic slump linked to the COVID-19 pandemic. Mahoney says that means her first priority as county supervisor would be to make sure health departments can get more people tested for the coronavirus. Ekman says his time in political office shows he can work with other officials to get things done. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.